Commissioner Montesino.
Yes. Under the, alternatives analysis. So it's here where we make our comments about, the alternative plan or continue on the path to nowhere.
Staff would appreciate your input on what direction you'd like us to pursue in terms of development of segment 18 and funding for priority active transportation projects in the city of Watsonville.
Personal comments, we need to do the alternative in order to make, this is a priority for our community because, it's a twofold, the direction that we're heading, whether we do a station there, it's going to take years. And we're not, the alternative going through towards beach, provides an avenue not only for, rail component and trail, but also access to, the beach, because currently, people without, there's no bus, we have a beach, you realize, in the community, we have a beach and we don't have access to it, where there's a road, how many people, that's in shambles. That needs some attention, but there's no walkability. There's no bus access. So people are missing out on a short distance to a beach, So I preferred, I don't know what the previous slide had attachments, but as I printed them, I don't know which way it's A, B, or C. I couldn't tell. But, to me, the preferred alignment would be, discontinuing the trail to nowhere, as I call it, and just keeping along from the rail line all the way on Beach
Street. On Beach Street, beginning at Walker?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And just a reminder, I don't think we mentioned it, but we plan to attend the city council meeting in Watsonville on September 24th to present those alternative alignments as well and obtain input. And we've also met recently with the City of Watsonville Vision Zero team staff and obtained their input.
Thank you.
Yeah, Commissioner Rotkin.
Well, I think it kind of goes without saying that we should follow the lead of the people from Watsonville about what they want. I could look at this and try to think what I think would be the best, but I don't live in Watsonville and don't have to deal with it. So that's my first comment. You said that we should use Measure D funding to move this up, if I understood your comment. Is there sufficient funding there to do that?
We would have to return to you as part of our five-year, or you could direct us today to return to you as part of the five-year plan update in November to program funding for that project. And as part of that, we would do additional research to determine what type of environmental review would be needed and update the cost estimates. And I would expect, given what the project footprint would be as the alternative, we would have sufficient capacity to program additional funds to begin that process.
I'll make a motion that we.
All right. Does someone down here? Yes, Commissioner McPherson.
Yeah, I support the staff recommendations, but I take exception to the recommendation that we quote prioritize the future allocations and RTC discretionary funds. Let me be clear. I fully support allocating and reserving these funds, and I thank you for your report on the South County trail segments, but the ATP funds should be allocated from the reserved within the Measure D activity transportation program, not within discretionary funds. I think that's really critical. As this commission learned in recent meetings, the Measure D ATP fund has a total capacity of, $174 million over the life of Measure D. We've already allocated $74 million of that, of the total for mid and north county segments, with a small amount going to the segment 18 in Watsonville. But the Measure D ATP fund is where we told the public that we would fund maintenance for the rail trail corridor, and we would use the fund to leverage outside grants to build out the segments of the rail trail. The RTC staff has told us that it will cost around $66 million for rail trail maintenance over the life of Measure D 2016, and that the outside grants to build out the rail trail segments need a minimum of 20% of that local match to be successful per mile, plus the $66 million for the maintenance. We'll need the capacity left in the ATP fund to make sure that we fulfill our promise to the voters to maintain the corridor, but also to ensure the South County gets its equitable percentage of the Measure D ATP funds. So if we are sincere about making equity a priority value here, we must make sure that the South County has money reserved for its rail trail segments within the Measure D ATP funds, not discretionary funds. I think that's critical that those two distinctions be made before I approve this.
Thank you. Yes, Commissioner Schifrin.
Some of that was a little contradictory. We want to help South County, but we don't want to use these funds. But my understanding was that when the staff report talks about discretionary funds, they're talking about the funds from the active transportation. Was that the intent?
Thanks for clarifying that, Commissioner Schiffman. That was not the intent. So the RTC discretionary funds I was referring to are what comes through the consolidated grants program, which is typically made up of the state transportation improvement program funds, as well as the regional surface transportation program funds.
So you're not talking about Measure D funds from other categories. You're just saying that other funds that the commission applies for from other grants could be allocated to a South County project.
So typically every 2 years, RTC has a consolidated grants program and local jurisdictions submit applications for projects to RTC. The most recent call for projects was adoption of the project list was last fall. So we'll be expecting to have another call for projects. And we usually combine whatever funding sources we have available just to streamline the application process. And they're typically the discretionary funds that we distribute to local jurisdictions through that program are federal funds, regional surface transportation, RTPX funds, as well as the state transportation improvement funds. It was about $26 million that were distributed last cycle.
So I would certainly agree that with Measure D funds, we need to keep within the categories that have been established. But in terms of applying for discretionary funds, I don't think at this point the commission should prevent or agree not to allow applications for particular projects, particularly South County projects of one sort or another. So I think it's sort of a clarification of what's going on here. Is not there isn't a request to take money from the highway fund, Measure D highway funds, and put it into the rail trail or trail, but there is the ability for the commission to consider applications for projects, any kind of projects that are eligible for the various federal and state funding.
That's correct. And we typically receive grant applications from all of the local jurisdictions and distribute the funding based on performance-based criteria. So a prioritization, what that might look like is if a city of Watsonville submitted grant applications that were highly competitive, the commission could opt to prioritize those projects in the city of Watsonville.
So I understand that it's not appropriate today to for the commission to recommend allocating funding for any particular project in the Watsonville rail trail segments. But it would be appropriate, I think, or at least that's my question, to direct staff to come back with the update of the five-year plan to include funding for South County rail trail project.
Yeah, and I want to be clear, what we're talking about is then for the next phase of particularly of segment 18. So when we're talking about the available resources, we'd be looking specifically to try to see if we have capacity to advance segment 18 through the environmental and into the next design phase, but then apply for state funds. The idea here would be if we could prepare segment 18 prior to the state active transportation plan cycle for their next grant funding cycle with applications due in June 2026, we could then pursue construction.
And my understanding is that we're talking about a $1 to $2 million cost for doing that.
That's what we have estimated. I think now that we have some direct communication from Commissioner Montesino, and we'll get input from the city of Watsonville, we'll be able to refine those estimates for the type of environmental review that would be needed.
So I'm hoping that the commission would be willing to support directing that when the five-year plan comes back, there be that kind of allocation to move forward with the Segment 18 project.
So, question. So, what can we do both under ATP and the consolidated grant? You know, because that gives us a better opportunity to be more successful in my, especially around this corridor that is greatly needed, and you know, to make it more viable.
The question is, what could you do?
Both ATP and consolidated grant.
I mean, the consolidated. I don't know if I understand the question, but let me try to.
So what I'm asking is currently you're saying that, you know, we're discretionary grants, conciliator grants opportunities, what the intent was. Supervisor McPherson said, why not ATP, you know, alignment, you know, money. So why can't we do both?
Thank you for clarifying. Based on prior commission action to fully fund the cost overruns for segments 10 and 11, and knowing that those similar challenges will be faced with segments 8 and 9, there would be insufficient Measure D funds to fully deliver segments in and around Coastal Rail Trail segments in and around Watsonville. So this is a strategy to take a portion of one of those segments and advance it through the project approval and environmental document phase. The farther further developed a project is, the more competitive is at the state level.
Now you're hitting all my buttons, you know, so you're putting me against 10 and 11 versus Watsonville. That's unreasonable.
If I can, I would say the answer is yes, to some extent, right? So we have indicated our commitment on the majority of the Measure D active transportation funds, but there was a small amount that you know, when we had those conversations in different scenarios, there was about 10 million that's available. So when we're talking about using Measure D to advance segment 18 to make it more competitive, it's a small amount of that. So it's a piece of that 10 million. So we can do that. We could also do, as if the commission wants to, prioritize the Watsonville projects as a part of a discretionary program. So yes, we can do both to some extent, but we can't fully commit to segment 18 with Measure D, you know, all the way through construction without undoing some things.
And that I understand, but yeah. If we can get 2 million out of that, you know, ATP, you know, that gives us, it gives us, and then we can, you know, continue on the consolidated, you know, program, so it makes it more viable.
Yes.
And sooner project to be ready.
So to Commissioner Montesino's point, if I'm understanding correctly, we can move forward with the 2 million from ATP funds and then potentially direct staff to support the city of Watsonville in submitting a competitive grant for discretion, because you specifically said it would need to be a competitive grant, and it's hard for us to prioritize something that we haven't seen yet, but we could ask staff to support the city of Watsonville in submitting a competitive grant for discretionary funds. And in the meantime, until that time comes, we can support 2 million in our Measure D ATP funding for segment 18.
Yes. My question would be though, when you say support the city of Watsonville, what does that actually mean? Are we saying we're going to somehow prioritize
the environmental impact?
So the environmental, I guess setting aside that the Measure D for environmental is a small amount. I think we can do that unless someone kicks me under the table and says no. In terms of supporting them, I just want to, like, are we talking about staff resources to help them develop an application? Because we can say find a way in a competitive program to support that, because you can do that. You can say, well, we want to ensure that something in areas that we haven't funded as much gets a higher score. There's ways to work the competitive program like that. You know, the state may do a competitive program and say, we want to ensure statewide that a certain dollar amount gets spent in a rural area or whatever, you know. So there are ways to do that within a competitive framework, but I want to make sure.
I guess what I was asking in particular is, like you said, we get applications from the county and all the cities and from Metro, and we ourselves try to get some of this funding. And so, you know, if any of the cities were to call and say, hey, what can I do to make this grant more competitive? Our staff would likely give them information. So what I'm saying is, rather than wait for the city of Watsonville to contact us, can we just have staff work with the Watsonville city staff to ensure that their grant applications are competitive as possible? Yeah, staff time.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Well, in some ways, I think, you know, some of the discussion is putting the cart before the horse. I mean, the first, there's no way of getting construction funding until there's environmental and design. So I think allocating the $2 million to do the planning and the environmental is the first step. And yeah, as that process goes on, the commission can discuss other ways that it can be supportive of getting the construction funding. That's what we've done with all the other segments. I mean, we went out and got the money to do the environmental and the design, and then we went looking for grants to come and do the other side. And then we looked at whether the commission has the ability to provide local share, whether the city of Watsonville has the ability to provide the local share. We just don't know at this point, but because we don't know what the project is. We have to know what the project is first, for sure, and what the environmental issues are, and then we can be in a better position to decide how to make it happen.
And
For whatever it's worth, I mean, Scotts Valley doesn't really have a dog in this fight because we don't really get that much. But I had two or three phone calls from people who actually work for the county. They're very worried about, quote, future allocations, you know, being given, that it might harm the, you know, the ability for the county to do the job that it has to do with roads and whatever. But for whatever that's worth.
Yeah, go ahead.
There's no way we can appropriate money before we have anything in front of us. So all we're really doing is encouraging Watsonville to prepare itself and our staff to help Watsonville prepare itself for the potential of getting this kind of funding. And to Randy's point, we're not going to give away money today for a project. We don't know what project. I mean, we've got some rough idea, but we don't. So I think we're talking about encouraging that. We think at this point we're to expressing our support for the idea of them moving forward. I think that's all we can do.
And the $2 million for the environmental. Yeah.
But we can do the environmental piece of it today.
And to confirm that those two actions are not deprioritizing any funding for road projects. Is that correct?
Two responses. If the commission was to direct staff to prioritize funding for City of Watsonville projects, they would be as part of the consolidated grant program. So that would be the funding that the commission would be considering in fall 2025. Mm-hmm. They would be competing against projects submitted by the county, by the city, that might include road projects. So there is a finite amount of funding.
Yeah, everyone who applies for that is competing against each other, right? Yeah. But I think what we were talking about was less about prioritization and more about providing staff support so that they can have a very competitive grant application. And then in the meantime, the $2 million for the AT. I mean, that's the general what I'm hearing. And that in and of itself does not deprioritize any of the road funding at this time.
Okay. And the other clarification about the Measure D active transportation funding, the action that you could take today is exactly what Commissioner Schifrin mentioned, which is to direct staff to bring that forward as part of the five-year plan update. We'll begin to take some of those recommendations about the five-year plan to our advisory committees in October and return to the commission November 7th.
Have to hear from the public.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
Okay. Any more comments? Yeah, go ahead, please. Commissioner Quinn.
Make sure I understand. Measure D funding for trail for the North County has been pre-spent. There's nothing left for South County. No, so now we're going to prioritize looking at getting South County, which I totally support. But when you prioritize one thing, if I'm reading this correctly, what we'll be deprioritizing is surface road construction and other things, which we heard earlier today. The grand jury says we're in trouble.
No, we're.
I'm struggling to follow the math.
I think we just confirmed that's if we prioritize the discretionary funding, but that's not what we're talking about.
That was right part now. Of the staff recommendation,
that
but
the staff recommendation,
it's not what I'm hearing you discuss right now.
Yeah, but what we're discussing now is about the Measure D ATP funding, leaving the discretionary funding out of it, aside from the fact that we will provide staff support for them to apply competitively for that funding like everyone else does. Mm-hmm. Is that correct?
And there is money available in the ATP for $1 to $2 million for the environmental and planning. Is that not correct?
Is that accurate?
Yes, that is correct. We'll have to look at what year we can program it and update the cost estimates. I think from my perspective, the most next step is going to the city of Watsonville and getting their input as a council on what alignment they'd like us to pursue. And then we can get updated cost estimates for the environmental.
Well, the way this is worded, it's open-ended though. If you prioritize future allocations, period, it's where does it stop?
We're not.
Are we going to put a limit on it then or what?
What do you mean?
Like 2 million or 5 million or for EIR or specify?
I think we said
we'll return to the commission at their November meeting with a cost estimate and a recommendation. And so there's not been a commitment made today.
But I think the word we're all getting hung up on is prioritize, which is I am trying to remove it from the conversation and saying we're providing support, we're providing staff support. And
for us to be more competitive.
More competitive. Well,
that's, you know, everyone, you know, we're all going to compete for roads and, sure. You know, and for us, we're going to be also competing for roads and trails. So we're in the same boat, you know, per se. But we're a better process because we hopefully have finished or near finished the environmental report.
Yes.
So the only reason for opposing this direction, and someone can validly believe that, is they really, really, really want to put this money into roads, and they don't want to put it in this trail. You want to express right now that, you know, let everybody know when it comes before us, I don't want to have our staff help Watsonville, you know, get ready to do this kind of stuff. You could take that position. I don't take that position, but otherwise we're not committing anything, but we are saying, yeah, in a way, it might hurt roads a little bit to have us help Watsonville get a competitive application. Maybe it'll look a little better than a road project or something that could happen. But that's the extent of it. And if you really don't want that to happen because roads are it for you, then you should oppose this direction that other people are expressing here. I don't think that's what people are saying.
I take offense at somebody saying I'm saying one thing and wanting another or both or whatever. I've had that done before on this whole subject, and I don't appreciate it. But I think that if we put reserve or something that future allocations, something of that nature, not to prioritize up front before we know what the cost is and everything else is going on here.
I would substitute the word consider for the word prioritize.
That'd be well accepted.
I think that's really what people are saying. And then I would add a direction that staff return with the five-year plan with what the funding would be to do the environmental and design work for a segment 18 project, but we need to hear.
Yeah, we still haven't done public. That sounds super good, but let's go to public comment. Do we have any public comment in the room? Hi, welcome.
Hello, Jenny Johnson with the County of Santa Cruz, and I am confused on the math. So I apologize. What I heard Director Weiss just say is that this commission is already taken all of what's left in the Measure D ATP fund, its capacity, except for 10 million, to backfill the mid and north county segments. That's what I heard. Is that correct? Has this commission made that?
I would say no, that's not exactly what I said.
But you said there was only $10 million capacity.
They've indicated their support.
Wait, hold on one second. Let's finish the public comment, and then after the when we can return to staff for responses. Okay.
What you said, I'm sorry, I don't need to put words in your mouth, but I'm confused because what you said was there $10 million capacity left, whereas the math that we got from staff at recent prior RTC meetings is that we have spent an obligated $74-76 million, something like that, for mid and north county segments to leverage, do the environmental work pre-construction and leverage the grants, which that tells me that there's 100 million left of capacity of which we have obligated to the community that we would do 66 million potentially we might need for maintenance, and we'll probably need another 60 to 70 for south county segment grant match, local match. So I'm just confused on the math. And so it's a question that I think needs to be clarified as to what we're talking about here. That's all. And maybe there won't be an answer at this moment, but I'm confused. And I bet you other people are too.
Thank you. Any other comments in the room? Yes, welcome.
Good afternoon. My name is Murray Fonts. I'm Assistant Public Works Director with the City of Watsonville. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I spent the morning and mid-afternoon with you.
You have our sympathy.
Well, you're good company. What would be ideal, from my perspective, for the City of Watsonville is to follow the model that some of the North County segments of the rail trail have done. They've used Measure D funds to do preliminary design and environmental documents and put together a package that could then go to the state for funding through the Active Transportation Program, therefore not reaching into RTC funds to fund the city project, but going outside. It worked for segments 8, 9, 10, and 11. It can work in Watsonville. But what we need is that infusion of $1 to $2 million to put together the environmental design, the environmental documents and the preliminary design. The next time ATP has a cycle is in 2 years, in 2026. So if the funding can be allocated and it can be used by that time, the segment 18 could be advanced. So I'd ask that the commission consider that. Thank you.
Thank you.